Laser 103.3's Morning Brews, intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
Brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. ConfluenceBrewing.com. Happy National High Five Day. Wicked is high-fiving himself over there because he doesn't have a friend to high-five.
Can't
with.
Reach you right now.
That makes you a master high-fiver.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. It's National High Five Day.
Enjoy High Five Day, Wicket.
Okay.
Apparently, the Dodgers, you know the Dodgers, it's a sports team.
The Los Angeles Dodgers?
They embrace it as their official way to celebrate.
Oh, the Dodgers.
Yeah.
They're the only team, the only people that use the high five as an official way to celebrate, huh?
Well, apparently, MLB coach Dusty Baker and his old teammate, Glenn Burke.
So it started
back in 1977.
Okay. Thank you.
Smacked hands.
Yes.
During their last game of the season. And then National High Five Day was born.
I believe I have heard that Dusty Baker did invent the high five, or is documented as the first high five. But I mean, you're telling me nobody in the 60s ever walked by and it was always handshakes?
Well,
who invented the knuckle bump then?
First, we have to define what a high five is.
Oh, God.
It's a four-step process.
It's what?
One, Wicket, form your hand into a flat surface with your fingers together.
God. What are we doing?
Recognize or declare a high five is about to happen.
That's, is that step two?
Step two.
Okay.
It's high five consent. So you have to say, high five.
High five.
Stay calm. And be ready to move in unison.
Where do you get this
and
from?
And number four, according to National High Five Day's website.
Oh, there's a what?
Step four, and it specifically says in parentheses, this is the most important one.
Yeah.
Look at their elbow, not their hand. Your brain will automatically know where your hand needs to be and you'll make better contact.
There are literally tips to a better high five.
Right. They say that's especially helpful if you're going to do a running high five.
Right.
Yes. Moving parts
right.
happening.
Yes. Running high five.
You can also find a full
what?
Article about how to's at How to Be a Dad.
So thank you.
That's for you, Wicked.
Write that down.
Happy
Appreciate it.
National High Five Day.
All right.
All right. There's stuff going down at the Blink Park Hospital.
Yeah, this is not good. My kids are actually kind of dealing with a little bit of this, but they're running out of room at Blank. The hospital is almost out of beds because there's a huge spike in COVID, RSV, and flu.
Large number of like 3 to 5, 3 to 6 year olds being hospitalized with regular viruses that we usually don't see.
He was really sucking in his ribs and he had a fever.
We're running pretty much at capacity. We usually don't see this many hospitalizations in children this time of year. Large number of like 3 to 5, 3 to 6 year olds being hospitalized with regular viruses that we usually don't see. This is the cohort of children who were in isolation when the pandemic hit.
You know, normally this kind of stuff happens during the fall and winter because that's usually flu and cold season. But because of the COVID pandemic, that doctor right there said he's seeing this happen a lot now, which is scary. All this, it is running through my house, and I hope it's not RSV, but my kids have been coughing for about 5 straight days. It started with the oldest and then to the youngest, and now the boy has it. So it's just like bang, 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 where they can't sleep through the night. They're coughing constantly. We're trying to pump them with fluids. They have fevers. And if your kid is really sick, obviously take them to the hospital. We're just doing the Tylenol and ibuprofen thing right now, but I feel this. It sucks. There's nothing worse as a parent than watching your kid be sick. I mean, there's just nothing. Like, when you watch your kid cough uncontrollably and you can't do anything, you'd be like, stop coughing! You know, you can't. It just sucks. And it really sucks. And and we're all kind of in this together right now, trying to watch them get out of it. Hopefully, if you have kids and they're going through this, they're done with it soon. Because there's nothing you can do. It's a virus. You know what I mean? There's not really. The RSV vaccine is in its minimal stages. I don't think it's for kids yet. It just sucks. This really sucks.
Speaking of fevers, can we talk about the good kind?
The Indiana fever?
Exactly.
Out in West Des Moines at Rally House, no surprise, Caitlin Clark mania is taking over.
The calls, the people actually coming in, I feel like everyone asks about her and asking about like jerseys. In my year time of being here, this is the first thing we've sold really besides like Hawkeye.
It's the Indiana Fever gear. It's the white T-shirts with the Fever logo, the Indiana Fever jerseys. I don't even know if you can find an Indiana Fever jersey anywhere. They all sold out from Fanatics and the website. But they're getting calls from people in Hawaii who want stuff shipped out to them from West Des Moines. I think it's amazing. You know, with all the success and the fandom that Iowa football has built up, you know, in the last 20 years under Kirk Ferentz and before that under Coach Fry, it's amazing that the moneymaker right now is a female basketball player who went on to be a WNBA draft pick. It's just so incredible. We talked about during sports, she just signed a $10 million deal with Nike. She's got all these endorsements, all these things going on, and then we're feeling it here in Iowa. And I'm sure that rally houses and stores that sell black and gold all across our state are seeing a huge bump, a huge spike because of Caitlin Clark memorabilia.